Welcome, pool guys and gals, to the Let's Talk About Pools podcast, where your host, Lauren Broom, will take a splash into many topics in the pool industry to educate all aquatic professionals. Listen in, and you just might be surprised what you'll learn. So let's jump right in.
Welcome, everybody, to the Let's Talk About Pools podcast. And on today's episode 41, I interviewed Daniel Schoenfield, CEO of Pool Parts To Go. And we discussed what Pool Parts To Go offers to pool professionals. So please listen in and see how they can help you with your business and getting orders to you and see what they have available. I want to say thank you to my awesome podcast sponsors, of course, Skimmer, as always, and Viking Capital for this episode and helping to continue education through the podcast to our pool professionals. Let's jump right in and thank you for listening to the Let's Talk About Pools podcast.
This is Skimmer, software for the modern pool professional. What can you do with Skimmer? See all your customers on a map, build service routes quickly, and let Skimmer optimize them for you. Access customer information, including contact details and full service history, anytime and anywhere. Customize work orders to track jobs like repairs and filter cleanings. Email your customers when you complete a service. You can include service details and on-site photos. Does your customer need a part? Add it to the shopping list and track it from purchase to installation. Skimmer will even remind you what parts you need for the day, and you can mark them as installed right when you're finished. Skimmer doesn't just store your service history. It helps you get paid. We integrate with QuickBooks Online for fast, easy invoicing. And we've got more billing options coming soon. All that's just the beginning. Go to GetSkimmer.com to watch our demo video, check out our online tutorials, and see if Skimmer is right for you.
Welcome, everybody, today to the Let's Talk About Pools podcast. And on today's episode, I have Dan Schoenfield, owner of Pool Parts To Go. Welcome today, Dan.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for getting my name correct.
I know. How many times did it take on this episode?
That was the first one. What are you talking about?
Three takes there. I'm never good at names. And you got an easy name, and I got it all messed up. All right, so tell us a little bit about you and the company Pool Parts To Go, so the audience kind of knows what we're talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Dan Schoenfield, as she mentioned. I'm the CEO and founder of Pool Parts To Go. It's probably more interesting for me to tell you kind of how we came about and what our companies are about. This is a family-run business for the last 50-plus years. My father-in-law started Island Recreational in Long Island in the late 1970s, right out of college. He had worked on pools all throughout college and decided to start his first retail store, open his first retail store. And so, you know, a few years into owning that store, he quickly realized that there really was no merchandising in the pool retail space. Pool pumps would be on shelves. Skimmers would just be loose, you know, kind of floating around in the store. And so he decided to book a one-way trip to China to see if he could figure out how to merchandise, maybe come up with some new products. And in his first year, just created some floats and things like that. And then slowly built up to creating more innovative products. He built his first pool pump for the above ground, which was a basic pool pump. And then as customers would come in, they'd say, well, what if you had this or what if you had that? And he would take that advice and he'd go back. And one thing he was doing different than most people even do today is he wasn't just importing. He created the molds and invested the time and the money to create something where he can innovate and build upon. And this was back in the 80s when most people were not doing that. And so he, over time, started to create really unique, innovative products that were direct feedback from customers in the field. And that's how really that our manufacturing side of the business came about. So there's Island Recreational, which are the pool stores, which are still in existence today. And then there's Blue Torrent, which many pool service guys will know. And obviously many pool retailers know. We sell directly to pool retailers. We've got a catalog of 500 plus products now that we manufacture, over 100 patents on products such as pool brushes and different types of pool pumps, variable speed pool pumps, heat pumps, running the gamut of all types of different pool equipment. So you have Island Recreational, the retail stores, Blue Torrent, the manufacturing slash, I guess you can call it import. And then there was the e-commerce side, which was almost non-existent 3 or 4 years ago. My father-in-law had built a site called Pool Parts to Go. And the main purpose of that website was to liquidate inventory at the end of every season from the retail stores. They were, you know, doing okay. They weren't really in it to make money. It was really just a way to clear out inventory. And so now back to my background, I'm a digital marketer by trade. I worked for a few companies out of college in the early 2000s, and quickly realized I'm a terrible employee. And nobody wanted to hire me. So I decided to start my own company back in 04, 05. And I haven't looked back. I've been building digital businesses. I built a small boutique agency that I exited a few years ago. And I met my beautiful wife in 2003, but we married in 09. And since then, I've always been interested in his business. And he's always been interested to get my take on it. And I started to just dabble and help out and say, hey, you should use Facebook and use, you know, different social media. And he'd say, well, I don't know anything about that. Can you help? And I'd say, sure. And I'd come to his stores and set up digital campaigns for him without expecting anything in return. And during that time, I was working in my agencies. And once I was done, you know, he said, why don't you come join the business? And I thought, well, that's kind of a dicey thing for a son-in-law and a father-in-law to go into business together.
Yeah.
But I went to the first pool show, and I was, I would say, underwhelmed. I think I saw a big opportunity to bring innovation, to bring a little bit of more life and spark to the industry. And I thought the first interesting aspect would be through e-commerce. I only saw a very small handful of companies doing it well. You know, you have the In the Swims and the Pool Supply Worlds, obviously Leslie's buying those companies. And then a couple others that do a really nice job, but I thought we had a way to improve upon that. And being that we manufacture the products, we had sort of an advantage on price, as well as the ability to innovate, where a lot of those companies cannot. And so I took over the website just a few years ago, hired some experts that I've known over the years, one which you've met, Ben, who actually we met randomly in Manhattan at a WeWork, but that relationship blossomed. And he's an expert in social media. We hired different digital marketers and inventory people. And we've grown a really great business through the same way that my father-in-law built his products. We listen to our customers. We're obsessed with customer service. And we care at the end of the day. And I think that's really what separates us, is not that we have great products, which is one reason, and understand digital marketing, but we actually listen to the customers, we care, and we take care of them. And I think that shows in our reviews and the feedback that we get.
Yeah,
and I know that's a big mouthful, but I'll stop there.
Yeah. And you guys have done a really good job with the social media as of late. I see you guys quite a bit between sponsored ads, but also just somebody in one of the pool industry Facebook groups will bring up something, and then you guys are in there, you know, actually giving feedback to them about a product that might help, that you guys sell, that could, you know, be, that's innovative, that could help them with their issue. So I've seen that in some of the Facebook groups too. I've seen especially Ben in there commenting and that kind of thing. And seems like a lot of good feedback from the pool guys, the pool gals in the groups. So,
yeah, I think, you know, you look a lot of the direct-to-consumer companies, the Caspers of the world, and a lot of these new companies direct-to-consumer, the way I'm always amazed by them, because a lot of them are selling straight commodities. And the only way to differentiate for them is to have great customer service. So I think it's just like a given these days, is you really got to care about your customer, and it'll show if you're not.
Right.
You know, people will complain they can't get a hold of you and, you know, kind of trash you. That's the thing with social media. It's a double-edged sword. Yeah, it's great for comments and getting yourself out there, but if you're not doing the right thing, you'll know about it quickly.
Yep. And listening to the customers, trying to make changes on something that they say, hey, it might be an issue with it, and being receptive to any issues, and then trying to see if you can figure out through manufacturing or whatever the issue is to fix the product, you know? And I think you guys seem to be receptive to that.
Yeah, we you know, I say to anyone who joins a company, treat every consumer as if it's your own family member. How would you treat them? And that's really kind of the ethos that we go with on all situations. Like we had, I'll give you an example. Last week, we had a gentleman who was irate, wrote a review, a scathing review that he had been delivered a pump that wasn't the right one. And he hired a service guy and it cost him $500 for the first time, another $400 for the next time for the service guy to come out. He wanted a full refund and he wanted to go to the Better Business Bureau. And I saw it and I called him directly. And I said, listen, you know, we obviously clearly made a mistake. I'm sorry. He said, well, I got all these bills. And I said, give me the name of the pool service guy. And we paid his entire bill.
Nice.
And he wrote an email that said, in my 50 years of being on this planet, I've dealt with every type of company from the airlines, hospitality. I've never had anyone take responsibility or accountability for something like this. And they appreciated it. And, you know, it ultimately, we don't use it for marketing, but it ends up being our greatest asset is having folks who we do right by. Go out and tell everyone these guys do the right thing. They care. And when there's a problem, they fix it.
Yep.
And I think a lot of companies don't get that.
Yeah. And mistakes happen. And you, if it was a mistake on your end, it sounded like you guys resolved it and you're listening to the customer and that, you know, people can't expect 100% perfection. Every company, even my company, we have our problems and our issues and you have to try to work with the customer. And it sounds awesome that you guys are receptive to doing that. That makes a great company. So tell me a little, and listeners, a little bit about your Black & Decker partnership. That I've seen that on social media as well. So I'm a little interested to hear about this partnership too.
Yeah, we're super excited about this partnership. So far, it's been incredible. The folks there are incredible. We came to Black & Decker about 2 years ago and said, listen, we've got an idea to create innovative products for the space. We already have a line of innovative products, but we want to take this to the next level. And we want to do it with a brand that stands for high quality, that stands for value, that consumers already know. You know, you've got Hayward, Pentair, and some of these companies that dominate the market, but there's room for another big name. And we felt rather than spending the next 10, 15 years building some of our own brands out, which had mainly been sold just through retail, let's partner with a great company that's got the appetite to innovate with us. That's the difference between Black & Decker is they have expertise and engineers and people who really want to push the envelope. So we got into business with them about a year and a half ago. I believe we're the only pool company in their 200-year history to ever get a license for Stanley Black & Decker.
Wow.
And we've already come out with a line of variable speed pool pumps, our 360 patented brush with a Black & Decker version that has also a telescopic end broom handle on the actual handle, so it's multifunctional. And we're coming out with a whole suite of products that are just going to blow the industry away, I think. And the best part about it is the price point will be much more affordable than what's out there, but the quality will be just as good, if not better, than what's currently on the market. So our whole kind of mission is to make pool care and pool maintenance and equipment more affordable for the everyday consumer.
That sounds wonderful. So you mentioned the brushes. These brushes have been pretty hot on social media. I've seen pool guys talking about them in some of the Facebook groups. And then other people are like, I got to get one. And I remember seeing that thread. Tell us a little bit about this popular pool brush. I think it's called the 360 brush.
Yeah, that's right. It's the 360 brush, the patented brush. The difference between this and all the other brushes on the market, it's got bristles all the way around. So it gets into all those nooks and crannies and hard to reach spots. I'll be honest, and I think we talked about this before. I lived in New York City my entire life, and I just moved to the suburbs, a pandemic move, and I have a pool. And I quickly found out how useful these brushes are. I did my own little test. I took a normal pool brush, and I had to bend. I actually pulled my back out the first week because I was bending underneath and trying to get underneath the kind of the side of the pool. And then I put our 360 brush on and it was night and day. I actually have a couple here so I can show you.
That sounds like you had better, what we call ergonomics with your brush than the other brush, which is something that I talk about in my OSHA 10 class.
Yeah.
So ergonomics is a big deal because you can hurt yourself if you're bending over repetitively. So for a pool service guy, this sounds really good because as a homeowner, you're just doing one pool. What is a pool service tech doing all day for their job? If they have the wrong brush, they're leaning over, they're pulling their back out every day.
Yeah.
It's gotta hurt. So if they have tools that help with ergonomics, that's fine. That's a great thing to fix that ergonomic problem of leaning over the wrong way or whatever. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When we go to the pool shows, every single service guy comes over and says, do you have those 360 brushes? And we give them out. They love them, love them, love them for the exact reasons you're talking about. It just saves them a lot of time, pain. Yeah. And we've really improved upon the newest ones. Like I said, you can see, actually, this is not the latest one, but you can see it's got kind of a telescopic connection. The latest ones have an extra piece where you can screw a broom handle in. So it makes them more multifunctional, and we've made some of them antimicrobial so they don't get all the mildew and mold and all that kind of good stuff in there.
And what's the other one look like? You had another one.
We got the big daddy, the 20, it doesn't even fit because I put the, the halo around me here, but this is the 24 inch.
Yeah.
Much bigger, heavy duty. This is the 12 inch. And we actually have a midsize one, the 18 inch.
Nice.
And we're selling them now as a bundle. So there's three of them in a pack. So you can get all three for different uses. Definitely one of our highest volume selling products, most loved.
How long have you been selling that now?
I think we got a patent maybe like, I think it was like 8 or 10 years ago, maybe. But it really wasn't being marketed. That's where we came in. We kind of put it, at the forefront. A lot of our products, it was kind of stuck in the back, and pool retailers would just buy it because they just needed brushes. I don't think they really looked into the value so much. We got front and center with pool service guys, got opinions, feedback, bundled them, and really started to market it because it's just such a great brush.
Yeah, that I've seen a lot about it on the Facebook groups. So that's wonderful.
And you can tell your listeners, and I don't know, we didn't discuss this, but I'm going to throw you a loop here. We'll do a great discount on these for your listeners. And we can put the discount code. I guess you could put it in your notes.
Yeah.
But we'll give 25% off on all the brushes.
Awesome. Yeah. It'll be in the notes in the description of the podcast when it's posted and published for my listeners. That'd be awesome. We can work together that way.
Yep.
All right. So,
hey, all my podcast listeners. Sorry about the quick intermission here, but I wanted to highlight our other awesome, awesome podcast sponsor who is also the guest on this episode today, Pool Parts To Go. Please check them out at poolparts2go.com. They have so many unique pool brushes. They have the Black & Decker pool pumps and all kinds of other things for pool professionals to go check out at their website. You're able to purchase things online and have it delivered to the address that you want it delivered to. So please check out them. They're helping with education through the podcast as a continuing sponsor of the podcast, as well as letting pool professionals know what is available to them. So check them out. And thank you, Pool Parts To Go, for being a podcast sponsor today.
Tell us how you help pool service techs. You know, you're partnering with the pool industry. And those pool service techs. Let's just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's so interesting because when we started to reveal our plans, even at pool shows, the pool service guys would say, well, so are you looking to replace us? Like when we would talk about our plan for the future to make more innovative products and tech for the pool that seemingly might replace some of the functions of a pool service guy, we see it as the exact opposite. We think there's a huge, huge demand. And we know there's a huge demand for DIY and for people to start getting involved with cleaning their own pool and learning. So we think there's an educational aspect to this. And who better than people who are out in the field all day for many, many years that understand the pool really, really well to help educate consumers, to help come up with new products. We hear from pool service guys all the time about ideas, concepts, Also, we've partnered with many in the pool service industry to make product review videos, to make DIY videos, to answer phone calls. When someone calls me, I've got very little expertise. If you call me and ask me about what's going on with your pool pump, I am quickly switching you to somebody else. I have no idea. And so we just last week hired a guy who's been servicing pools for the last 10 years in Texas. And we know very little about that area, and pools are different around the country and different types of pools. So,
oh yeah, it's regional. I started educating pool service guys through virtual classes now all over the country, it's like, even the pool chemicals they use, it varies based on region and state and everything. So it's good that you guys, that's a good marketing thing that you have in your head there that you guys figured out early on here. Because
yeah, we want to partner with pool service technicians, anyone who's got expertise there, and bring them in to help us grow in many of the ways that I mentioned. We want your ideas, your concepts. We want your expertise, your knowledge, and to be a part of it, not for us to get that knowledge and say goodbye. We want you to be a part of this growing business and to partner with us to help this business grow into the future. We want to be the biggest pool company in the world, and it's going to take an army, and it's going to take a lot of help and support. Yeah. And who better than the people who know the pool the best?
I totally agree. Bringing in, you know, specialists that know that area, you know, the marketing side, and now you're bringing the technical people that can answer the questions, even to homeowners, if they're going to try to do it themselves. Hey, you got a partnership with the Let's Talk About Pools podcast now, because you guys are going to be a sponsor. You're going to be a sponsor of the podcast. And, you know, that's another avenue that we haven't even talked about, because I think of the podcast as education to the pool industry. Oh, yeah. I have my paid education, and that's how I make my living. But the podcast is really free to the pool industry to listen to. And so to keep it going, it's great to have sponsors like you guys to keep that education going, not only to just tell them about what you guys have to offer, it's to tell them and let them know different topics across the board in the pool industry that is educational, that I believe tells them everything that's available to them so that they have all the tools in front of them. And podcasts are pretty popular in this industry because pool techs are traveling around and they all have their cell phones and they love listening to different podcasts. So that's really where I feel our partnership is. We're going to educate them about things that you guys can provide to the industry that's going to help them do their jobs efficiently, do it better, and also get it at a price point that's going to be worthwhile for them, like you said earlier. And it's easy to go online and they look up and they can order from online and it comes to their house, correct? Or their business, wherever they
directly to it. Yes.
And that's awesome with something like that. Instead of having to travel to the supplier or wherever you're going to get it, and then you get there and it's not there. Maybe they sold the last one before you got there and you now drove your gas, and getting online, it's easy, order it. You know if it's there or not, because usually ordering online, they know how much in the computer system there is. So you know if they have it or not, you know you don't have to travel. It's going to come right to your doorstep. And the concept of that in the pool industry is kind of, I know it's been around, but not as much as I'm seeing it with you guys right now. You know, that it's like you said, it's a really new concept for the industry, that direct to consumer or direct to pool service technician.
That's
order
right.
This product that you want and it comes to you.
That's right. Yep.
You don't have to go to the supplier and put an order in at the
Correct.
Counter. And that's how
Correct.
It's been for a long time in the industry, is go to that supplier, you're getting your chemicals there, but then you're like, and sometimes they don't have what you need on the shelf at that point in time. So, or I got to go back and look, I don't know how many I have back there in the warehouse, you know? So it's kind of an
exactly.
interesting concept.
And also the limited variation, you know, you got to buy what SCP or some of these other distributors have. You have to buy the Hayward or Pentair replacement for whatever the homeowner has. And we create direct drop-ins and replacements for those at, in some cases, half the cost. So they still can create a margin on top of that. And we're developing those programs for pool service guys.
Yeah.
And like you said, you don't got to drive 45 minutes, wait in line just to find out it's not there. Go on our site, order it. We'll ship it directly to your house or even your customer's house directly. Yeah. You show up and do what you got to do. And I think those are the programs we're looking for feedback on and to develop with the help of pool service technicians.
And the margins there, that's a really big deal because with a pool service technician, we all know the money is in the side of repairs, not on the cleaning side. So right. If they're doing repairs and they can cut that margin down, then they're whatever they are charging, they're going to make a little bit more. So that's important to them, especially right now where economically they're having to raise prices because everything's costing more. So that's an awesome concept.
Yeah. And I think also one other thing is just adding the value that I mentioned before is we want to hire pool service technicians to also take phone calls, customer service, educate, do webinars, things like that. So when we finally get that program up and running, there's additional revenue streams for pool service technicians beyond just being at the house. Like if you're in the Northeast, the winter, I'm not exactly sure what pool service technicians do when all the pools are closed. I'm sure there's obviously other things, but why not put their expertise to use with us? And so that's really the programs that I think will be highly beneficial down the road as we further development and partnering with professionals and experts in the field.
And see, I think that's great because you're doing education and you're giving another revenue stream for pool companies and parts of the country where pool service stops after they winterize. I mean, you may not get a big response from the Sunbelt states on being able to do training because they're trying to follow their tail constantly on pools down here because there's a lot of pools in those states and it's a year-round job. So they're just trying to get through their service customers that they have. But if they have time to fill it in, some of them are young and have the energy, they may be willing to do that too and fit it into their busy schedule. But up north, there's always like a lot of the companies, they do all their training when they're closed. They have their techs come in and whatever training they have to catch up on. So this would be awesome for revenue stream, but also just training for the other tech. So that's very cool that you're thinking in that direction outside of just the products. That's really cool. So tell us the future of the pool industry and with your company in it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot more technologically advanced. I think the pool industry has a long ways to catch up on the rest of the world. I think it's way behind. I think listening to some of your previous podcasts, I'd love to see innovation with protecting children. I think it's crazy at this point that there's no real, up until recently, true protections for children other than putting a fence around a pool. So I'm glad to see that type of innovation. I think there's a very, very bright, exciting future for companies who want to do things differently. And hopefully we're one of them. And we're working on a lot of exciting things for 5-10 years out that we're putting a lot of time, money, resources into development that we feel will be the next phase of the pool industry. And again, that involves pool experts, technicians, but is a lot more interfacing with the pool owner themselves.
That sounds awesome. And I agree with you on the technology. I've tried to highlight some of that on the podcast in previous episodes. And it's nice to see even in the water testing world, we've got some technology now for residential pools, especially, mm-hmm. but also on the whole safety side for drowning prevention and that kind of thing. So it's great because that's one of my big things is that whole drowning prevention piece. And looking at all the layers of protection, whatever technology that we have to use, but also the other important components as well that I've tried to highlight on the podcast. So I'm glad to hear that that's something important to you guys as you as a person, but maybe also to the company, because it's something that I feel strongly about. I'll be participating even in trying to put together a local drowning prevention program for my county where one doesn't exist right now. And we're just trying to get all the players together in a Zoom meeting first and see where it goes. So I'm involved with that. It's just always having that humanitarian type thing with a company as well. It's nice to hear that with you guys. So yeah. are you guys going to be, what's your next show coming up that you guys are going to be at?
Well, we just were at the show in Atlantic City, the Northeast Bone Spa. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I think, I'm not exactly sure at the moment, but we will be at many, many, many shows, probably with the Blue Torrent brand. But we're always walking around. My partner Ben and I we're always talking to folks. We're always walking many of the shows. As far as exhibiting, not so much. I think a lot of folks see us as a direct competitor or threat to their business, which in some cases we are. But I think for us, it's just about learning from the people who have been in the industry for so many years. And there's so many great folks and great people in this industry.
I totally agree. We're just hoping we can enhance.
We're not trying to replace people. We're not trying to disrupt the model. That's not our intention. It's more to just create better value for the pool owner, ultimately, and a safer place to swim. And, you know, if we can partner with everyone, we would. We'd love to. And hopefully we don't disrupt too many businesses along the way. And, you know, we're just trying to do the right thing, I think.
I think you guys are. I think that the way you're modeling everything and what we've talked about today, it sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the podcast episode today, Dan.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Lauren.
You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for diving in today with the Let's Talk About Pools podcast. Be sure to follow us on our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. And feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts so more aquatic professionals like you can learn about the show. We appreciate it, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Let's Talk About Pools podcast.